What is the RNA drops, Carolyn?
It's a food-based product. The main ingredient is the iCell. The claims on the iCell patent are that the iCell shall change the manner in which the human body assimilates nutrition. It's replicating healthy cells. It alters the way hydrogen is processed through photosynthesis. It has unlimited potential for enhancement of living matter. It's the key building block of super trihydrogen, another of our patents. Creates a new stable chemical, insulinose, another patent. And the iCell is key to enhancing amino acids within the human lipid system, creating stable new amino acids. That's what it is.
We did not know how to create this. This was given to us.
Everybody talks about DNA, DNA activation. This isn't the deal, is it, Carolyn?
Correct. It's the RNA that is much more important than the DNA. The DNA is kind of the final product, but what creates the DNA is the RNA. If the DNA is messed up, then how do you change it? How do you fix it? Well, you do that by modulating the RNA.
Via?
Chromosome 14.
Okay, yes. Now it gets interesting.
Well, chromosome 14, what is incredibly interesting about that chromosome, it has either a ring or a cross. It'll have a ring when it's all shut down. When it's opened up, those arms will become a cross. They'll open up from the circle and become a cross. And then it's the opened up chromosome 14 that is affected by the RNA drops that then starts endlessly replicating new DNA, the whole business about what we're looking for instead of the DNA helices that we have, we're looking to get 144,000 of them. Or to uncover them, right, Bob?
Yeah, to remember them. They're in your body. That's the ascension process. There's the biological, chemical statement of ascension for ion, retrieving your 144,000 double helices. You only got one now.
We have chromosome 14, and why 144,000?
What ION explains is that the 12 tribes, Israeli tribes, the Jewish tribes, each had 12,000. They actually didn't have those numbers, but it was a mnemonic, a way of remembering
exactly.
The genetic knowledge that we're talking about. The elders of the elite of the Jews had that knowledge, so it was symbolic. Now, the fact that a fully developed person has 144,000
pairs,
we don't know why that's the number, and we don't know why we have that many. It's just the way we were made, or we made our bodies be that. Ion says when you get really ascended, you can become another form. You could become a rattlesnake.
What he's saying is we had 144,000, and then we hid them from ourselves. So I think 144,000 wasn't what we originally had before
we could grow
dropped
more.
The veil.
Maybe the fallen man has to get 144,000 to get into the platform of ascension. Now, here's something we're saying. The ascension beings, that continent, where that is happening, is not something to wait for. It is happening. In other words, there is a place where the ascended live. And there's all kinds of historical people who live. You know who never died, according to Ion? Thomas Jefferson. Still around.
Okay, back to the iCell. Why would we take these RNA drops?
Well, like we started out saying, it's to achieve ascension. I think at a certain point, ION wanted people to reach their ascension on their own, to know that they could and it was within their grasp.
ION showed up because just as the Book of Revelation predicted, we're in this techno-android meme matrix, which we wanted to create and get to the bottom of inspiration, the very bottom, so that we can create that huge contrast to build ourselves out of that. And we're so down there in that well, we think we are, and our condition makes us think is, we could never get out of it through any spiritual trickery, magic, astral projection, or guru. You need the RNA drops. Now, that flies in the face of all new ways of thinking, but that's what Ion says. You're so screwed up with your body, you're going to need a hydraulic jack, a pump to get you going. So Ion showed up to do that.
So the iCell, it kind of came out of Bob and I had a D-cell experience since 1969. D-cell was a type of water purifier that was made and created from grains. The iCell is created from grains. And when we started talking to Ion, one of the things that we began to ask about was, can you help us perfect the D cell? And the I cell became that and way much more. It's like the RNA drops are a little side effect of creating a perfected D cell. So it's living water, the bread of life, and several other things that will come out of this. Because if you remember the claims, I mean, we're talking about creating a new cell that we can actually see under the microscope.
Now, when Jodun Sloan showed us that D cell in 1971 and 76, we could see that little funny sparkly thing. Mm-hmm. But Ion says that was always in nature. If you mix certain grains, tribes did this, they'd accidentally get it every now and then. But it never had a consistency to market it or to send it out there. And now Ion objects to me and Carolyn talking about our D cell roots. RNA says that, yes, the D cell was a little glimmer, but it's nothing compared to what we're going to make and what the RNA drops are. So in our experience, that's what triggered it. We thought we wanted to make a better D cell, and it led to the I cell.
That B cell was something that you took that was the reason why you both look so young and vibrant today. Most people listening to the show don't know that, Bob, you're now 80 years old.
No, 90. I was born in 1922. I just turned 90 in February. I don't know if I look in my 40s or 50s. I don't look 90. It's because the D cell did slow down my aging, and it did it to many people who took the D cell. Dave Worster is a pretty good example of a guy who stayed incredibly vibrant in his being because of D cell. And he knows it was a D cell. He actually helped invent the S cell, which was a later thing. But anyways, the D cells kept me young. You look at pictures of me in the 80s and 90s. I mean, I look like I'm 40 or something. And I didn't tell people how old I was. It just caused too much consternation. That's when I was still involved with Seed Council 10, so people didn't know much about me. It's only last 10 years that people got to hear about me talking about my age. But anyways, the D cell explains it.